This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Morgan & Morgan, attorneys at law, address on file. Dear attorneys, comma, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Bonnie Richmond, please note the following medical letter, period. Bonnie is B-O-N-N-I-E. Richmond is R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D. On April 1st, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 73-year-old female, height 5'3" tall, weight 165 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a fall at Walmart on or about June 5th, 2024, period. It occurred inside, period. She tripped over a metal stripping, causing her to fall forward, landing flat on the floor, period. She was unconscious, period. She had immediate pain in her head, comma, ribs, comma, dizziness, comma, left hand, comma, neck pain, comma, and left ankle pain, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing dizziness, comma, left ankle pain, comma, neck pain, comma, and headaches, period. New paragraph. In relationship to the dizziness, the patient was told that she had a concussion and she does have headaches, period. These symptoms occur every day, period. It is at least two times a day. The duration is a few minutes, period. It does cause falls, period. The headache is located in the left temporal region. It is non-radiating, period. It is a stabbing pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. She was treated with muscle relaxers, comma, Norco, comma, and other medicines, period. New paragraph, the left ankle pain. Presents with an aggravation to prior injuries to the left ankle, period. 40 years ago, she had a fusion due to an automobile accident and a prior plate inserted, period. This injury was treated with injections and medication, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is worse with walking, period. It is a stabbing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. The patient states she was essentially pain-free in her left ankle for the last 35 years, period. This does require to use a walker around the house, period. New paragraph, her neck pain was treated with medication, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. It is approximately 7 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It radiates down the left arms to the fingers, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen at Duke's Hospital in Peru, Indiana, period. She was treated and released after x-rays, medication, and diagnostic studies, period. 1 week later, she was seen at Physical Medicine Consultants in Fort Wayne. She was seen approximately three times, period. She was referred to physical therapy at that facility, period. She did see a neurologist, as well as a nurse practitioner, period. She had more tests and saw an orthopedic specialist and had an injection in the ankle, period. new paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, getting in a bathtub, comma, walking over a half block, comma, driving over an hour, comma, sitting over an hour, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, and sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medications include amitriptyline, comma, antidepressant, comma, cyclobenzaprine, comma, Ambien, comma, Zoloft, comma, Seroquel, comma, hydrocodone, comma, Synthroid, comma, headache medicine, and a diuretic, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes a headache medicine, comma, over-the-counter medicines, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for depression, comma, insomnia, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, and hypertension, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals left ankle fusion and 5 surgeries, comma, fracture and dislocation from an auto accident, period, 1976, fracture dislocation from an auto accident in 1976, period, bariatric surgery, comma, bilateral knees replaced, comma, 2 carpal tunnels, comma, cholecystectomy, comma, mastoid surgery, comma, tonsil surgery, comma, and tonsil surgery, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history. The patient has not had prior concussions in the past period. The patient had dizziness in the 1960s. The duration was approximately seven years from falling from a boat at age 11, period. It resolved, period. Her left ankle was injured in 1976 in an automobile accident with a fracture and dislocation requiring 5 surgeries that totally resolved for the last 35 years, period. Her neck was injured in 1976 in an automobile accident whereby she had a whiplash and the duration was approximately 1 year with treatment with physical therapy, period. There was no permanency, period. The patient has not had prior fall injuries, period. The prior automobile accident of 1976 and 2015 injured her neck without treatment or permanency, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is a retired factory worker, period. No work was missed, period. New paragraph. Scratch that statement. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room report, June 5th, 2024. States she tripped and fell at Walmart in Wabash, period. She fell onto an outstretched left hand, period. She had bruising over the thenar evidence and bilateral knee pain and right lateral chest wall pain, period. They did CTs of the abdomen, comma, chest, comma, head and brain, comma, and CT of the cervical spine, period. They state, was at Walmart at Wabash, and she just entered through the doors, and in the first aisle, she stumbled over a metallic object, and she fell forward, period. She had bruising over the thenar evidence of the left hand. Exam is otherwise unremarkable, period. She also landed on her knees, and she states that both knees hurt, period. Injury to the right chest wall, and she has pain over the lower right chest wall, period. Chest wall tender till to pulsation, period. I reviewed the results of laboratory testing, period. CT of the chest shows unremarkable, period. CT abdomen pelvis, unremarkable, period. CT cervical spine shows moderate spondylosis of the cervical spine, period. CT of the head and brain without contrast shows generalized atrophy and nonspecific white matter changes with no acute process, period. Radiographs of the left and right knee shows no acute bony pathology, period. Right knee arthroplasty is well positioned, period. She is appropriate for discharge, period. Recommend follow-up with primary care provider, period. Diagnosis is fall, number two, multiple contusions, period. End of report. MRI, August 30th, 2024. States fell in June 2024, strike in front of head, period. Frontal headaches and syncopal episodes since, period. Impression one, no acute intracranial abnormality, period. Two, moderate periventricular and deep white matter, chronic microvascular ischemic changes, period. End of report. Office clinic notes, July 18th, 2024. She presents with limited cervical movement, period. Assessment one, cervical pain, two, occipital headaches, three, concussion with loss of consciousness. Also, physical med and rehab office clinic notes, same date. She tripped over a metal strip and fell face first onto floor, period. She reports loss of consciousness for an unknown duration, period. She continues to note left-sided posterior cervical pain slash headaches, period. End of report. Duke's Memorial Hospital, June 4th, 2024, x-rays of the hip bilateral views, unremarkable on both studies, period. Physical medicine note, June 13th, 2024. Fell at Walmart. Achy and bruised all over, but does feel like she is starting to get better, period. Having more headaches than normal since her fall, period. Assessment is one, pain of the left hip joint. Two, pain in the buttocks. Patient instruction, MRI left hip. I reviewed various bills, including bills from Duke's Memorial Hospital. Period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall of June 5th, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, the patient presented with an unstable abnormal gait with definite sway with ambulation, period. ENT examination revealed tenderness to palpation of the left parietal area, period. ENT examination showed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the skin revealed a few abdominal scars unrelated to this injury, period. There were scars of the left foot and some abdominal post-surgical scars, period. Cervical examination was abnormal with heat, tenderness, and loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve. There was diminished strength, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 18 degrees, comma, extension 26 degrees, comma, side bending 46 degrees on the left, comma, and 28 degrees on the right, period. Rotation diminished by 14 degrees left and 18 degrees right, period. Thyroid examination was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the extremities revealed the normal right ankle, period. Left ankle had 20% swelling, period. There was tenderness and diminished range of motion, period. Dorsiflexion diminished by 8 degrees and plantar flexion diminished by 20 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4, remainder of the reflexes 2 over 4, period. The patient had poor balance and could not heel to toe walk, period. The patient did fall with her eyes closed, period. She had diminished sensation in the back of her left hand, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, concussion, comma, vertigo, encephalgia, period. Number two, left ankle trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number three, neck trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number four, multiple contusions, period. The above four diagnoses were all directly caused by the fall injury of June 5th, 2024, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA. Please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to cephalgia and concussion and vertigo, utilizing Table 13-18, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the left ankle, utilizing Table 16-2, the patient qualifies for a 5% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 2% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 16-10, period. In reference to the cervical area, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has a 7% whole body impairment as a result of the fall injury of June 5th, 2024, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the left ankle and cervical regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Future medical expenses will include some injections in the ankle that were advised, period. The frequency would be every 3 months by an orthopedic specialist. Estimated cost of each of these injections would be approximately $1,200, period. Ongoing medication, both prescription and over-the-counter, would be $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace will cost $250. It need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in the neck would be $3,000, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Dealing of Dictation.